قل لن ينفعكم الفرار إن فررتم من الموت أو القتل وإذا لا تمتعون إلا قليلا.
ولا إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أعد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله والله رؤوف بالعباد. اللهم صل على محمد. And among the people is he who sells his soul seeking the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the most kind to his servants. From Sunni Tafasir and Shia Tafasir, there is a unanimous agreement that this verse has come for Imam Ali alayhi salam when he slept on the bed of Rasul Akram on the night of Hijrat. And when he slept on the bed and when he sacrificed his life, Allah revealed this verse. So there is a unanimous agreement about this verse. This verse came for Imam Ali alayhi salam, because when Kuffar plotted to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah revealed to Prophet ﷺ through Jibreel that they are trying to kill you, O Prophet. You should move to Medina. So Prophet asked Imam Ali ﷺ that Ali should sleep on my bed so I can do Hijrat. Imam Ali asked only one question, that my sleeping on this bed will save your life? He said, it will save my life. And he slept. When he slept on this bed, Allah asked Jibreel and Mikael to go and see what's happening. And Allah asked Jibreel and Mikael that one brother is sacrificing his life to another brother. Can you do that? They said, we cannot do what Imam Ali is doing for his brother. So Allah is saying that there is a person who sells his life and soul for marzatillahi, for the khushnudi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ra'ufum bil ibad. Allah says now he has sold his life for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the reward for that? The reward is amazing reward. Wallahu ra'ufum bil ibad. That Allah is ra'uf now. Allah is turning towards this up with love and affection. The highest thing you get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, some people seek pleasure by saving themselves from hellfire, some seek pleasure going to paradise. That's why Imam Ali says that I did not do worship of Allah for the fear of hell, a reward of paradise. I worship him because he deserved to be worshipped. So same thing is happening in here. Allah says that now he sold his life, and now the reward is my love and affection towards my durood. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. O you who have faith, enter into submission altogether and do not follow the Satan's steps. He is indeed your manifest enemy. Now Allah is addressing, who is he addressing? The believers. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. He is not saying anybody else but to the believers. Udkhulu fi silma kafatan. Udkhulu fi silma. Silm means, the translation of silm is couple of them. Silm is peace. One time silm is taking peace. And one time the translation taking is Islam. Because Islam itself is peace, is faith. Allah says, Udkhulu fi silma kafatan. Enter into peace in Islam completely. Kafatan means totally. وَلَا تَتَّبَعُوا خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ And do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ Surely he is your open enemy. So, Allah address and warn the believers that the Shaitan will, do not follow Shaitan because where Shaitan will come? When you see, read Tafsir al-Mizan. In Tafsir al-Mizan, the Tafsir goes like that, the Shaitan will come through the banner of truth. And Allah is warning the believers that don't follow the shaitan because shaitan will come in the banner of truth. And that's what Imam Ali said in his khutbah, in Nahjul Balagha, about that shaitan will come through the from the deen. And we know what happened in Jang-e Jamal and what will happen in Jang-e Siffin. It come in the name of religion, right? So Allah warned about it that وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَاتٌ فَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ And should you stumble after the manifest proof that has come to you, know that Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Allah, these are three verses, they go into continuation. It started from Udkhulu fi silma kafatan. Now there are two more verses on this. And Allah says that if you stumble, and that means if you stumble and follow shaitan, Allah warned. فَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ Know that Allah is almighty and wise. Means Allah's power is great, and if you stumble, you stumble for yourself. You will not destroy Allah's religion, you will not do anything for destroying the religion because Allah is Azizul Hakim. It's only your own destruction. Durud padhe. Hal yanzuruna illa an yatihumullahu fi zulalim minil ghamami wal malaikatu qudiyal amr wa ilallahi turja'ul umur. Durud padhe. Do they wait anything but that Allah should come to them in the shades of the clouds with the angels and the matter be decided and to Allah will matters all returned. Now Allah warns further about these people who follow the shaitanic footsteps and they stumble and Allah warns them in last again that are they waiting with their actions, their deeds, that Allah should come under the shades of cloud with the angels, and the matter should be decided, and all matters return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah warned again about these hypocrites who follow the footsteps of shaitan, that now there are two different views about this verse. One view is a negative question, that do you negative question. And one is, there are two different views. One view is that, do you think that Allah will come with the angels and you wait him to destroy you? That's one view. Now about this view, it's very impossible that it will happen. That's one view. And now the discussion comes that how come Allah can come under clouds? Because Allah cannot be seen. This is another opinion about it. The discussion goes further. That Allah himself cannot come, it means that Allah's might will come and Allah's power will come. This is the explanation. Now, the negative questioning that are you waiting that Allah come? Are you waiting that Allah come means Allah will not come? So be careful. That's one tafsir. But another tafsir is more serious. And it says that if you do not change, Allah is going to bring his chastisement through himself and through his angels and destroy you. Qudiyal amr means that it will be done. The punishment will be done. وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. And all أمور goes for Allah سبحانه وتعالى. درود الله. So people, Allah saying that people wait for this, that to see that the adab come and they don't want to change and they want to follow shaitan till that point. And that's what people do nowadays. You know, nowadays people have become atheists. They say, unless we don't see Allah's sign, we will not accept Islam. Many youths in England, they don't want to accept Allah. They say, unless the clear signs come, we don't follow Islam. We have to see angels and Allah. It is happening nowadays. I was in London, youth is saying that we will not follow Islam unless clear signs comes and Allah is answering them. That are they waiting? That Allah come with angels? And Qudhi al-Amr? Are they waiting for that? Durud par. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Now the tafsir goes more in detail about this verse. That these clear signs, when these clear signs will come, there's a hint for these clear signs that Allah and the angels come in clouds. Tafsir goes more detail that those clear signs will come. There are 3 days of Allah. LLB says there are 3 days of Allah where we'll see the signs. One day is for when the 12th comes Zahur. That's the first day when you see clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second day is Rajat, when you see the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the dead comes alive before Judgment Day. And the third day of Allah is Qiyamah. When the Qiyamah comes, you will see Allah's clear signs. So these are called Allah's days. In another tafsir from Ahlul Bayt, there are 3 other days of Allah. What are those 3 days of Allah when you see clear signs? When we die. That's the end of it. When you see Malik al-Maut, you see Malaika then, and you see Allah's power. When you see your own death coming, that's the death. So days of Allah is our death, the day of our death, and the Rajat and the Qiyamah. So those are also called the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Durud par. Sal bani Israel kam ataynahum min ayatin bayyinat wa may yubaddil نعمت اللہ من بعد ما جاءته فإن اللہ شدید العقاب. درود پڑھ دیں. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. Ask the children of Israel how many a manifest signs we had given them, and whoever changes Allah's blessing after it has come to him, indeed Allah is severe in retribution. Allah says, how many were signs I gave to Bani Israel? Ask them. The signs, Bani Israel God was great apostles, Moses alayhi salam and David and so forth, Suleiman alayhi salam, and the books. These are all the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Torah and the kingdom. They had everything. And what they did? وَمَيْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمْ. And they changed Allah's ni'mat into thanklessness, right? What was Allah's ni'mat to them? Moses alayhi salam, Torah, those are ni'mat. And they changed it. They disrespected prophets, they killed prophets, they changed Torah's word. That's what they did, right? And what Tafsir Mizan says, not only they did it, but their ulama got deviated and they worshipped their ulamas for the political purposes. That's what they did. فَعَلْمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. So Allah says, know that Allah is severe in punishment. فَعَلْمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Now this came to for Bani Israel, that Allah gave so much ni'mat. But what about today's time? If you go to tafsir, the ni'mat today are more than Bani Israel. The ni'mat is so much natural resources, so much science, technology which Allah has given, like nuclear energy and all that, right? And the financial progress. But what people are doing? They are changing the nuclear energy to atom bombs. Yubaddil ni'mat Allah. Changing Allah's ni'mat into zulm. Fa'alamu anna Allah shadidul iqab. So people are going to material world, not seeing the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and destroying this planet to the point of getting third world war. That's what we are doing to today's world. This is in Tafsir An-Nur. Durud par. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. زين الذين كفروا حياة الدنيا ويسخرون من الذين آمنوا والذين تقوا فوقهم يوم القيامة والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. درود پڑھ دیں. Worldly life has been glamorized for the faithless. This verse came at the time of Prophet when Quraysh were rich and they did not accept Islam, and the people who were following Prophet ﷺ were poor and they had no money. So these rich people used to make fun of poor followers of Prophet, and their claim was that if he is a noble, true Prophet, rich people must have followed him. So the verse came in that answer, and Allah answers, worldly life has been glamorized for the faithless and they ridicule the faithful, but those who are God-weary shall be above them on the day of resurrection, and Allah provides for whom he wishes without any reckoning. That was the attitude of them, that the worldly life was glamorous for them and they used to make fun of poor believers. Allah says on the judgment day, وَالَّذِينَ تَقَوْ فَوْقُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, they will be far above these people who are taqwa. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, Allah gives without reckoning. So وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Now who are the poor people will be blessed with ghairi hisab. Their small deeds of the pious people will be returned in a great favor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they did from their side, Allah said, Wallahu yarzuqu man yashaa'u bighairi hisab, Allah will give ghairi hisab to them. And their position will be so high on the judgment day that these kuffar will be seeing it, how high they are. Because they were glamorized by this world. Ruth Parda. Is it not happening nowadays? Question. Ruth Parda. Kanan nasu ummatan wahida. فبعث الله نبيين مبشرين منذرين وانزل معه الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما ما اختلفوا فيه. Mankind were a single community. Then Allah sent the prophets as bearers of good news and as warners. And He sent down with them the books with the truth, that it may judge between the people concerning that about which they differed. The tafsir goes in very detail about it. It's a very detailed explanation in Mizan. Karan nasu ummatan wahida. People were one community. This was came, people were one community was before Prophet Nuh time. Because before Prophet Nuh time, people were had simple life. They did not have employer and employees. They had to do their own things. They did not employ anybody and they had simple life. So they were not divided. But afterward, when the community grew, then social structure divided. Somebody became employer, some became landlord, and somebody was like servant. When that happened, then the conflict start coming and the fights start coming and people started abusing other people with the money and power and everything. So Allah says, Kana nasu ummatam wahida. It was a one nation. Now let me go a little bit more detail about that time. Fifth Imam says that when that was the time before Nuh alayhi salam, neither people were guided nor astray. They were in between because their religion was very simple. There was not much detailed Sharia involved. Mizan. But sixth Imam says in Mizan, I'm referring to Mizan, that they were more astray than guided. The reason why they were more astray than guided, because they did not have detailed Sharia. But it was a simple religion. فَبْعَاسَ اللَّهُ نَبِيِّنَ مُبَشِّرِينَ مُنْزَرِينَ وَأَنزَلَ مَعْهُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيَّكُمُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلُوا فِيهِ. So Allah sent down prophets with the great tidings and warnings, and send down the books with the haq, so that he can liyakum bina nasa fi makhtalwa fi, to judge people among what they were differing about. So Allah sent book and prophet about this social disarray and this corruption and oppression. Allah sent the books and prophet so that people don't cheat each other. That's why we have so many surahs about Surah Hud and Prophet Shoaib alayhi salam talked about all those social injustice they were sent. So Allah talks about that. Durud padh dein. وما اختلف فيه الا الذين اوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم بينات بغيا بينهم. And who differed in that? The one who were given the books. Despite everything was clear to them, out of envy. So the people who differed were the one who were given the books, and everything was clear to them, but they differed out of envy. Baghiyam bainahu. They were differed out of envy. Now tafsir go more about detail about who are these people who were given books and they are still differed. They were ulama. Mizan says there were ulamas who they had their own small religion going on. They were abusing society through their own power. And they had a hatred towards the new prophets coming. And they differed more about it. فَهَدَلَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَخْتُلُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. درود پڑھو. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى. Then Allah guided those who had faith to the truth of what they differed in by His will. So Allah guided the people. See, they were all fighting. So Allah guided the truth. Only the believers, not everybody. There were hypocrites there. There were people who were greedy. But Allah guided with the truth. بِإِذْنِ with His is, He guided what they were differing about. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. To whom Allah wants to guide us towards the straight path. We pray to Allah that we get guided to the straight path. Durud padho. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Am hasibtum an tadkhulul jannata wa la yatikum mathul ladzina khalaw min qablikum massatum basaw darraw zuzul hatta yaqulul رسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله الا ان نصر الله قريب. پڑھ دیں. اللهم صل محمد وعلى محمد. Do you suppose that you shall enter paradise? Thou there has not yet come to you the like what befell those who went before you. Stress and distress befell them, and they were convulsed until the apostle and the faithful who were with him said, when will Allah's help come? Look, Allah's help is indeed near. Now the tafsir goes in more detail when this verse came. Some says that it came during the battle of Ahzab, when Muslims were surrounded and they were scared and they said, what's going on? So at that time Allah warned them that, do you think that you will just go paradise like this? And Allah says that those hardship which were to on the people previous time was so much, their hardship was so much that they were shaken up with those hardship, till the prophet and believers, they started doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the help is going to come. And Allah says, look, Allah's help is coming, and Allah helped them. So Allah warned the believers at the time of, Allah warned believers in Quran for the prophet time and for us too. We are basaw zarra now, right? Basaw zarra we are facing nowadays, right? Basaw zarra in Iraq, Yemen, Syria, Basra, Zara, you know, Zulzula, we are shaken up too, right? So this is through the Quran. Allah says that you cannot go to paradise without this hardship. The commentary goes further that Durud. There was a prophet companion whose name was Abdullah ibn Ubay. In the Jang-e Ahad, there were so many believers were martyred. When so many believers are martyred, then he questioned that, what kind of prophet is this, that if he was a true prophet, that many people should not have been killed. The verse came, this is another commentary, that Allah warned about it, that if you think that you will just go paradise like this, it's not going to happen. Iziptala Ibrahim. Huh? We remember this verse, right? That Allah tested Ibrahim al-Salam through hardship. With his hardship, from Nabi he became Rasul with his hardship. From his hardship, from Rasul, he became Khalil. From more hardship, he became from Khalil to Imam. That's how your station goes high. So basically, this hardship are for our own purification and raising our station high. You know, sometimes we feel that, How come people in Iraq get always so much problem, and in America we are so relaxed, you know? The answer comes here. Allah has bestowed people of Iraq with the more grace or hardship, which we don't have here. The hardship is the pain and killing. Allah is purifying and raising the station high. Durud Pradhan. That's how our soul gets purified. In Syria, brothers are getting hardship. In Yemen, people are getting hardship. That's how the station goes high. We see in Karbala how much hardship they got. That's how Allah raised the station high. Allah has rules. These rules never change. Unless you don't go through hardship, there is no station being high. This is a rule which we cannot deny. Yes, alunoka mada yun fekun, kulma and fuktun min kherin, falil validini, wal akrebina, wayatama, wal masakin, yamni sabil, wama tafalumin kherin, fa inna lahabihi alim. Truth for them. Ibn Abbas says it's in Mizan that the Prophet's companion was the best companions in the sense that they never ask questions from Prophet except 13 times. See, nowadays, what we do? We don't learn Islam, we question. We have become more arrogant. At the time of Prophet, they never asked questions. They were always ready to get it. They were ready to absorb it. That whatever is coming, they wanted to collect it. Because if you collect quietly, you won't have any questions left anyway. That was their attitude. Our attitude is we don't want to collect anything and question everything, right? That's how we have become. And Prophet time, they were quiet. They used to collect it quietly. So Ibn Abbas says only 13 times Prophet companion asked questions, and 13 were the answer in the Quran. Yes, alunaka. They ask you. Yes, alunaka. So this is the question. Yes, alunaka. Now, the commentary goes like that there was a person, his name was Amr bin Jamu. He came to Prophet and asked, what should I spend for Allah? His question was, what should I spend? His question was incomplete, not complete. Because he just said, what should I spend? Allah answered in complete way. Durud Pardon. They ask you what they should spend. Say, whatever you spend, that is good. Allah says, whatever you spend, spend good. قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Spend good. What is good? The money which you got is good. The health you got is good. Physical health, and spiritual knowledge, everything what you got is good for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend it. Allah says, and to whom in preference? He says, the first, walil walidaini, for parents, then relatives, the orphans, the needy, and the travelers. And whatever you do that is good, verily Allah is all knowing of it. Allah answered to it. That whatever, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Whatever good you do, Allah knows it. So his question was incomplete. Allah completed the question, what to spend and how to spend it. Durud Pardhan. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ قِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهُ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. درود پڑھ دو. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Fighting is prescribed for you although you dislike it. Yet it may happen that you dislike a thing while it is good for you, or it may happen that you love a thing while it is evil for you. Surely Allah knows and you know not. Because when fighting was prescribed, people did not like it. Allah said that. That you might not like it, but Allah warned that something you might dislike and it's good for you, and maybe something you like and it's not good for you, and Allah knows and you don't know it. And that's why the jihad was prescribed. People did not like it, but it was good for the community, and it's good for the community today. Because if people become selfish and they don't sacrifice their life and their limbs and the money, that Islamic community will not be protected. So jihad was prescribed for the goodness of people and for the protection of the community and Islam and justice. So Allah asked believers to fight in the his cause. Tafsir goes more in detail that Prophet was going with Ibn Abbas, and Prophet explained to Ibn Abbas that you should believe in Qaza and Qadr, that whatever Allah has prescribed for you, even if you don't like it, is good for you. Maybe you won't accept it, but it's good for you. And something which you think is good for you, maybe is not good for you. Allah knows and we don't know. Durud padh dein. Now this is the last one we are coming, and this is very critical verse, and I am reading inshallah. And the background goes like that before the Jang-e Badr, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Abdullah ibn Jash with a couple of the companions to go on a mission. And he said to Abdullah ibn Jash that after 2 days, open my letter. So after 2 days of traveling, he opened the letter, and the letter says, Prophet said, you go in Nakhla, which is between Makkah and Taif, and watch the activity of Kufara Quraysh. So he tells his companion, this is the order from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do you want to come with me? Because you might get killed. They say, we'll come with you. They were so good, they all came. And they came to that spot. And when they came to that spot, they encountered the Qafla of Amr ibn Hadrami. And then it was the last day of Rajab. It was a sacred month, and the fighting was not allowed in that month. But somehow they encountered each other. And after the encounter, Amr ibn Hadrami got killed, the leader of the Kuffar Quraysh at that time, of that Qafla. So they killed him in that encounter, and they had two captives, and they took those two captives to Medina to Prophet. And when they took those two captives and some mala ghanimat, Prophet was displeased. The reason Prophet was displeased, because it was the sacred month and they were not allowed to fight. So Prophet said, I will not accept your mala ghanimat, and you should free those captives. So Muslim also got very upset with these companions, that why did you disobey Prophet? And Kuffar Quraysh got a propaganda going that look at this Prophet, he is waging war on us in the sacred months. When this dispute came, and then they got very upset, then they asked, Allah's verse came then and explained the whole thing. Durud padh dein. Yes, alunoka anish shahril haram qitalin fihi qul qitalun fihi kabir. Now Allah is answering both parties. Now they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what to do. Allah is answering. Those people were lucky that they were under the revelation of Quran. Whatever they had the message coming. We can only see it happening. But they were seeing it, how Allah talked through Quran. Allah talked, yes, alunoga anish shahril haram qitalin fihi qul qitalun fihi kabir. Allah is answering. They ask you concerning the sacred month about fighting in it. Say, fighting in is a grave sin. It's a grave sin. Allah said that. It is a grave sin. See, Allah said it. But Allah did not stop here. Now Allah turned around towards Kuffar and He's saying more. وَسَدُّنْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَكُفْرُمْ بِهِ وَالْمَسْجِدِ حَرَامِ وَإِخْرَاجُهُ أَهْلِهِ مِنْهُ أَكْبَرُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. Now, what Allah is saying, I'll read the translation. Durud padh dein. Allah did not stop here. First say, they did sin. Now Allah turn around, Kuffar, and what He says? But to bar people from Allah's way, وَسَدُّنْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to bar people from Allah's way and to deny Him, وَكُفْرُمْ بِهِ, and to prevent access to sacred mosque, and to drive its people therefrom, is a gravest crime with Allah. Sedition is more grievous than slaughter. Wal fitnatu akbaru min al-qatl. Sedition is more grievous than slaughter. Allah is saying that what kuffar are doing is the worst. And why sedition is grievous than qatl? The tafsir goes that sedition, what sedition does, sedition stops faith. Is people to stop from accepting faith and going towards kufr, which is worse than qatl, because if you get sedited, you lose your eternal life. If you get killed, you lose only this life. Nowadays, sedition is going on all over the world for Muslim youngsters to deny Islam and to become hypocrites, and to the pious people, label them as radical. This is a sedition. The pious people are being labeled as radical. This is a sedition. To have a new face of Islam, as a liberal face, a modern face, and just the who are real pious want to label them as radical. So sedition is worse than qatl, durood par dein. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلْنُكُمْ حَتَّى يَرَدُّكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ نِسْتَطَعْتُ وَمَنْ يَرْتَدْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَيَمُتْ وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. درود پڑھ دیں. اللہ keeps going further. Allah did not stop here. Allah keeps going further. Allah said, they will not cease fighting against you until they turn you back from your religion, if they can. But whoever of you turns back from his religion and dies disbelieving, such are they, those deeds shall be of no avail in this world and hereafter. These are the inhabitants of fire, wherein they shall dwell forever. Allah says that they will not stop fighting you till they turn your faith. And Allah says, who turns from the faith becomes apostate. And one who becomes apostate loses deeds from this world and next world. And they are the inhabitants of fire. Ulai ashabun nar hum fiha khalidun. They are the inhabitants of fire who they live forever. Nowadays, I saw in London this thing happening. In London, people are trying this philosophy in high school and college and universities and doing like atheist philosophy and trying to make people apostate. Labeling Islam as a terrorist religion, this is exactly what this modern society is doing, is what they did in past time to change people, turn away from Islam. And hypocrites are helping them by doing their mistakes by what is they are becoming terror. We know how hypocrites are helping these kuffar. They kill people, and this so-called modern media is their buddies to disrespect Islam and change, to turn youth away from the true Islam. Truth padda. Now when this verse came, Abdullah ibn Juhash was quiet. Now can you imagine yourself if you were in his place? Did Allah already said that it's a grave sin? And he was sitting quiet, right? Right? He fought there. He did everything, right? And Allah said, Quran came and said, it's a grave sin. No, but then last verse comes, this is the last verse for today. Allah said one more verse to answer Abdullah. Inna ladina amanu wal ladina hajaru wa jahadu fi sabilillahi ulaika yarjuna rahmatullah wallahu ghafurur rahim. Durud padda. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. This is our beloved Allah. Allah says, those who believed and those who migrated and struggled in the way of Allah, they are they who hope for Allah's mercy. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. Allah answered Abdullah ibn Jash, that one who really believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do hijrat and fight for Allah's cause, ulaka yarjuna rahmatullah, they can hope for Allah's rahmat. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. Allah is so kind to believers. Allah is there to forgive the mistakes of believers. If they fight the true heart, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us tawfiqat to fight in His cause by our khair. Whatever khair we got, the wealth, the body, the spirit, the knowledge, we fight in the sake of Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.